Information is coming at us faster than ever, but how much can our brains grasp? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lena Pulkkainen, professor of linguistics and psychology at New York University, takes a closer look.
In today's digital world, our brains are bombarded with rapid visual notifications on our many devices. And we feel that we can at least partially understand these messages from just a single glance, enough to even make decisions about them, like whether to keep or delete the message. However, this rapid comprehension is actually a puzzle, since most theories of language processing treat it as a sequential process. We understand sentences word by word, building up to larger meanings. We explored the neurobiology of this very fast at-a-glance processing to understand how the brain handles language when it's freed from the seriality of speech. We flashed short sentences for just 300 milliseconds and recorded brain activity using magnetoencephalography, which captures neural dynamics with millisecond precision. Our findings were striking. Around 125 milliseconds after the sentence appeared, the brain started to distinguish sentences from unstructured word lists. This is less time than what it takes to utter one syllable in speech. But what did the brain actually detect this quickly? Our results show that the brain seems to be detecting very basic sentence structure, like subject, verb, object. But it does not, at this stage, notice small grammatical errors, or even if the meaning of the sentence is totally nonsensical. So the intriguing possibility is that maybe language just seems like a serial system because the organ we primarily use to get it out of our brains, the mouth, can only output one sound at a time. Sign languages already suggest that this is the case. They have a richer array of articulators, the hands, the face, and the mouth, and indeed express meaning in a more parallel way.
That was Lena Pulkkainen of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.